call the old Mexican place up there that for those old trees all the way up there on the hillside.
Yeah, Mexican. Get over there.
Where that old corral is.
Okay, yeah.
My dad made that sheep corral over there a long time ago. You can see how old it is. They had a little shed there that they sheared the sheep under and all this, and it's all fell in. That's a heck of it. Some of this stuff, you know, is 25, 30 feet long or even 30 or 40 years old or older, and it starts to rot and going away like a lot of my stuff down there. The house is getting worse, rotting. Comes through a tunnel up there in that sand rock.
Uh-huh.
Well, you can see the chocolate rock up there. See that?
Yeah.
That's what we call the chocolate rock. That's where we're going to roll the eggs. But anyway, there's a tunnel up there, and that's where the Highline Canal starts. And it's better than 18 miles long. They built it so 16 feet wide in the bottom. Built in 1912. I can just barely remember. See, I was only 4 years old when that canal was built. And I can just barely remember seeing the guys with their teams and scrapers up here digging that canal. They put 3 feet of a drop to the mile. That's kind of slow.
Yeah.
And one time they came along and removed all the trees up with a big bulldozer. There weren't any trees along the canal. One time was right over there a little ways, 70 head.
Oh dear.
Was
that recently?
Oh, about, let's see, that'd be about 6 years ago.
Huh.
But the deer that we've, you got that on?
Mm-hmm, it's on.
The deer that we've, maybe I shouldn't tell you this. But anyway, we used to come out and we'd kill a deer and then we'd distribute around the valley and use every bit of it.
Uh-huh.
Then once in a while, we'd come out and get another one. I had different people come up here and help me hunt deer. In fact, two of the people that came up to help me, one of them became mayor of the town. And the other one got on a big fish and game board in the state. And then I've had two judges been up here and helped me. You know, they'd want to just come and look and kill a deer at night. We'd always poach them at night because they just come down in the night. But I shouldn't be telling you that. But anyways.